Car after car drives by on the post road in Westport, and the eyes in them almost always fix on the figure walking along the edge of the road. Under the oddly shaped brim of his leather hat, his eyes don't return their looks. He just keeps moving. His heavy coat is made entirely of patches of leather, stitched together crudely with strips of more leather. His leather pants and shoes are more of the same. Despite what he looks like, he's quick to tell you he's not the leather man.
What I'm doing is nothing. What the leather man did is incredible. I'm like a kid putting a blanket around my shoulders and pretending I'm Superman.
The man in the suit is Russ Schneider, a dentist and wrestling coach from Gurnee, Illinois. On March 28th, he put on a specially made replica leather suit and set out to walk the Leatherman's 365-mile loop once through.
He's a superhero, and people need to know that. Why let that die? It's so unusual. And the questions persist. Who? What? Why?
The questions persist largely because the Leatherman wasn't much of a talker. He relied on people in the towns he walked through to feed him, and for some reason they considered it an honor to do so. But he would just point to his mouth and maybe grunt a little. Rarely, he'd utter a few words in French.
I am silent till someone acknowledges that they know who the Leatherman is. Then I'll break the Leatherman silence and I'll talk to them and address them and be nice to them. If it's just a stranger, no, they'll see the Leatherman just the way he is. Just keeps moving.
The idea to recreate the loop came from Schneider's son-in-law, Ben Fain. Fain decided in 2011 to make a documentary after an archaeologist's attempt to dig up the Leatherman's grave in Ossining, New York, turned up nothing.
When they didn't find him during the exhumation, I was so thrilled and relieved because the mystery was intact. And that's when I actually had the idea, because I thought, well, what if he came back to life?
The plan was to walk the same route, sleeping in a camper, not in caves. And Schneider was game for it.
Well, to me, I think he's a piece of art that's traveling. That's the only way he could get through and depend on people. Because hobos, vagrants, vagabonds, they were not allowed. It was illegal. And, see, they like the... Everyone loves the way he looked.
You guys got to get a nice thumbs up there.
Yeah. Everyone loves the way he looks. Now, I don't know if that man knew I was a leather man, but people have been calling out the window all day, leather man.
But actually, like any good artist, he has his detractors. Schneider sits down on a bench in front of a restaurant on Main Street in Norwalk to catch his breath and have a bite to eat. A stern-looking man comes out of the restaurant.
Don't you fellas move on here.
Sure, sir. I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
Schneider gets up and starts walking again.
Is that unusual?
No, that's never happened before.
But that kind of thing did happen to the Leatherman.
A lot of people did not want him around. They thought he was vile. They didn't want people to feed him, much like they don't want people to feed animals today.
It's the reactions to the Leatherman, both positive and negative, that fascinate Ben Fain, the filmmaker. Whether we see him as an artist, a survivalist, a hobo, an environmentalist, he thinks it says more about us. Fain sees an idealist.
It is pretty much a strictly, like, Thoreauian transcendentalist philosophy. Like, he didn't use money, it didn't work, and he was gentle and people took care of him, and I really appreciate that. We don't have that today.
As he continues down Main Street, Schneider says his connection with the Leatherman is also a religious one. The Leatherman was known to wear a cross and carry a Bible.
This journey of following the Leatherman has brought me closer to my God. That's made me a better person. I've made mistakes in how I talk to people sometimes, and all Christians do. And so I'm really working on trying to be a better Christian.
Last Sunday, on Easter, 365 miles and 24 days after he started what he calls his faith journey, Schneider, the living Leatherman, arrived back where he started, at the cemetery where the Leatherman was buried, but wasn't found in his grave.
I did not believe for one day ever along this that I could finish on Easter, but here we are.
As he walks into the graveyard, finishing a walk the Leatherman continued for 30 years, he looks a little tired.
That's like one small loop for the Leatherman, one huge, gigantic hike for a man.
Fain says now that his father-in-law is done with his journey, he'd love it if someone else might get in a leather suit and continue the circuit.
That would be my dream. And then somebody else after that, so he's always walking.
So, start collecting scraps of leather and get ready for a long walk. Leatherman,
Leather man, and I don't need no words, I just need to walk this loop 365.
Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.
Compassionate souls, they do collide. Mama Nature will provide. And those sweethearts bake me pies, 'cause they know my twerk. I walk these miles like clockwork. I'm the leather man, leather man. And I don't need no name, 'cause either way, we all are one in the same.